Ecclesiasticus chapter 21. Cautions against sin in general, and some sins in particular. 21:1. My son, hast thou sinned? Do so no more. But for thy former sins also pray that they may be forgiven thee. 21:2. Flee from sins as from the face of a serpent. For if thou comest near them, they will take hold of thee. 21:3. The teeth thereof are the teeth of a lion, killing the souls of men. 21:4. All iniquity is like a two-edged sword, there is no remedy for the wound thereof. 21:5. Injuries and wrongs will waste riches, and the house that is very rich shall be brought to nothing by pride. So the substance of the proud shall be rooted out. 21:6. The prayer out of the mouth of the poor shall reach the ears of God, and judgment shall come for him speedily. 21:7. He that hateth to be reproved walketh in the trace of a sinner. And he that feareth God will turn to his own heart. 21:8. He that is mighty by a bold tongue is known afar off, but a wise man knoweth to slip by him. 21:9. He that buildeth his house at other men's charges, is as he that gathereth himself stones to build in the winter. 21:10. The congregation of sinners is like dough heaped together, and the end of them is a flame of fire. 21:11. The way of sinners is made plain with stones, and in their end is hell, and darkness, and pains. 21:12. He that keepeth justice shall get the understanding thereof. 21:13. The perfection of the fear of God is wisdom and understanding. 21:14. He that is not wise and good, will not be taught. 21:15. But there is a wisdom that aboundeth in evil, and there is no understanding where there is bitterness. 21:16. The knowledge of a wise man shall abound like a flood, and his counsel continueth like a fountain of life. 21:17. The heart of a fool is like a broken vessel, and no wisdom at all shall it hold. 21:18. A man of sense will praise every wise word he shall hear, and will apply it to himself. The luxurious man hath heard it, and it shall displease him, and he will cast it behind his back. 21:19. The talking of a fool is like a burden in the way, but in the lips of the wise, grace shall be found. 21:20. The mouth of the prudent is sought after in the church, and they will think upon his words in their hearts. 21:21. As a house that is destroyed, so is wisdom to a fool, and the knowledge of the unwise is as words without sense. 21:22. Doctrine to a fool is as fetters on the feet, and like manacles on the right hand. 21:23. A fool lifteth up his voice in laughter, but a wise man will scarce laugh low to himself. 21:24. Learning to the prudent is as an ornament of gold, and like a bracelet upon his right arm. 21:25. The foot of a fool is soon in his neighbor's house, but a man of experience will be abashed at the person of the mighty. 21:26. A fool will peep through the window into the house, but he that is well taught will stand without. 21:27. It is the folly of a man to hearken at the door, and a wise man will be grieved with the disgrace. 21:28. The lips of the unwise will be telling foolish things, but the words of the wise shall be weighed in a balance. 21:29. The heart of fools is in their mouth, and the mouth of wise men is in their heart. 21:30. While the ungodly curseth the devil, he curseth his own soul. While the ungodly, etc., he condemneth and curseth himself. Inasmuch as by sin he takes part with the devil, and is, as it were, his member and subject. 21:31. The talebearer shall defile his own soul, and shall be hated by all, and he that shall abide with him shall be hateful. The silent and wise man shall be honored. Ecclesiasticus chapter 22. Wise sayings on divers subjects. 22:1. The sluggard is pelted with a dirty stone, and all men will speak of his disgrace. 22:2. The sluggard is pelted with the dung of oxen, and everyone that toucheth him will shake his hands. 22:3. A son ill-taught is the confusion of the father, and a foolish daughter shall be to his loss. 22:4. A wise daughter shall bring an inheritance to her husband, but she that confoundeth, becometh a disgrace to her father. 22:5. She that is bold shameth both her father and husband, and will not be inferior to the ungodly, and shall be disgraced by them both. 22:6. A tale out of time is like music in mourning, but the stripes and instruction of wisdom are never out of time. 22:7. He that teacheth a fool is like one that glueth a picture together. 22:8. He that telleth a word to him that heareth not is like one that waketh a man out of a deep sleep. 22:9. He speaketh with one that is asleep, who uttereth wisdom to a fool. And in the end of the discourse he saith, Who is this? 22:10. Weep for the dead, for his light hath failed. And weep for the fool, for his understanding faileth. For the fool, in the language of the Holy Ghost, he is styled a fool, that turns away from God to follow vanity and sin. And what is said by the wise man against fools is meant of such fools as these. 22:11. Weep but a little for the dead, for he is at rest. 22:12. For the wicked life of a wicked fool is worse than death. 22:13. The mourning for the dead is 7 days, but for a fool and an ungodly man all the days of their life. 22:14. Talk not much with a fool and go not with him that hath no sense. 22:15. Keep thyself from him, that thou mayest not have trouble, and thou shalt not be defiled with his sin. 22:16. Turn away from him, and thou shalt find rest, and shalt not be wearied out with his folly. 22:17. What is heavier than lead? And what other name hath he but fool? 22:18. Sand and salt, and a mass of iron is easier to bear than a man without sense, that is both foolish and wicked. 22:19. A frame of wood bound together in the foundation of a building shall not be loosed, so neither shall the heart that is established by advised counsel. 22:20. The thought of him that is wise at all times shall not be depraved by fear. 22:21. As pales set in high places, and plasterings made without cost, will not stand against the face of the wind. 22:22. So also a fearful heart in the imagination of a fool shall not resist against the violence of fear. 22:23. As a fearful heart in the thought of a fool at all times will not fear, so neither shall he that continueth always in the commandments of God. 22:24. He that pricketh the eye, bringeth out tares, and he that pricketh the heart, bringeth forth resentment. 22:25. He that flingeth a stone at birds, shall drive them away. So he that upbraideth his friend, breaketh friendship. 22:26. Although thou hast drawn a sword at a friend, despair not, for there may be a returning to a friend. 22:27. If thou hast opened a sag mouth, fear not, for there may be a reconciliation. Except upbraiding, and reproach, and pride, and disclosing of secrets, or a treacherous wound. For in all these cases a friend will flee away. 22:28. Keep fidelity with a friend in his poverty, that in his prosperity also thou mayest rejoice. 22:29. In the time of his trouble continue faithful to him, that thou mayest also be heir with him in his inheritance. 22:30. As the vapor of a chimney, and the smoke of the fire goeth up before the fire, so also injurious words, and reproaches, and threats, before blood. 22:31. I will not be ashamed to salute a friend, neither will I hide myself from his face. And if any evil happen to me by him, I will bear it. 22:32. But every one that shall hear it, will beware of him. 22:33. Who will set a guard before my mouth, and a sure seal upon my lips, that I fall not by them, and that my tongue destroy me not? Ecclesiasticus chapter 23. A prayer for grace to flee sin. Cautions against profane swearing and other vices. 23:1. O Lord, Father, and sovereign ruler of my life, leave me not to their counsel, nor suffer me to fall by them. By them, viz., the tongue and the lips, mentioned in the last verse of the foregoing chapter. 23:2. Who will set scourges over my thoughts, and the discipline of wisdom over my heart, that they spare me not in their ignorances, and that their sins may not appear, that they spare me not in their ignorances, etc. That is, that the scourges and discipline of wisdom may restrain the ignorances, that is, the slips and offenses which are usually committed by the tongue and the lips. 23:3. Lest my ignorances increase, and my offenses be multiplied, and my sins abound, and I fall before my adversaries, and my enemy rejoice over me. 23:4. O Lord, Father, and God of my life, leave me not to their devices. 23:5. Give me not haughtiness of my eyes, and turn away from me all coveting. 23:6. Take from me the greediness of the belly, and let not the lusts of the flesh take hold of me. and give me not over to a shameless and foolish mind. 23:7. Hear, O ye children, the discipline of the mouth, and he that will keep it shall not perish by his lips, nor be brought to fall into most wicked works. 23:8. A sinner is caught in his own vanity, and the proud and feeble speakers shall fall thereby. 23:9. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to swearing, for in it there are many falls. 23:10. And let not the naming of God be usual in thy mouth, and meddle not with the names of saints, for thou shalt not escape free from them. 23:11. For as a slave daily put to the question, is never without a blue mark, so every one that sweareth, and nameth, shall not be wholly pure from sin. 23:12. A man that sweareth much, shall be filled with iniquity, and the scourge shall not depart from his house. 23:13. And if he make it void, his sin shall be upon him, and if he dissemble it, he offendeth double. 23:14. And if he swear in vain, he shall not be justified, for his house shall be filled with his punishment. 23:15. There is also another speech opposite to death, let it not be found in the inheritance of Jacob. 23:16. For from the merciful all these things shall be taken away, and they shall not wallow in sins. 23:17. Let not thy mouth be accustomed to indiscreet speech, for therein is the word of sin. 23:18. Remember thy father and thy mother, for thou sittest in the midst of great men. 23:19. Lest God forget thee in their sight, and thou, by thy daily custom, be infatuated and suffer reproach, and wish that thou hadst not been born, and curse the day of thy nativity. 23:20. The man that is accustomed to opprobrious words, will never be corrected all the days of his life. 23:21. Two sorts of men multiply sins, and the third bringeth wrath and destruction. 23:22. The hot soul is a burning fire, it will never be quenched, till it devour something. 23:23. And the man that is wicked in the mouth of his flesh, will not leave off till he hath kindled a fire. 23:24. To a man that is a fornicator all bread is sweet, he will not be weary of sinning unto the end. 23:25. Every man that passeth beyond his own bed, despising his own soul, and saying, Who seeth me? 23:26. Darkness compasseth me about, and the walls cover me, and no man seeth me. Whom do I fear? The Most High will not remember my sins. 23:27. And he understandeth not that his eye seeth all things, for such a man's fear driveth him from the fear of God, and the eyes of men fearing him. 23:28. And he knoweth not that the eyes of the Lord are far brighter than the sun, beholding round about all the ways of men, and the bottom of the deep, and looking into the hearts of men, into the most hidden parts. 23:29. For all things were known to the Lord God, before they were created, so also after they were perfected he beholdeth all things. 23:30. This man shall be punished in the streets of the city, and he shall be chased as a colt, and where he suspected not, he shall be taken. 23:31. And he shall be in disgrace with all men, because he understood not the fear of the Lord. 23:32. So every woman also that leaveth her husband, and bringeth in an heir by another. 23:33. For first she hath been unfaithful to the law of the Most High, and secondly, she hath offended against her husband. Thirdly, she hath fornicated in adultery, and hath gotten her children of another man. 23:34. This woman shall be brought into the assembly, and inquisition shall be made of her children. 23:35. Her children shall not take root, and her branches shall bring forth no fruit. 23:36. She shall leave her memory to be cursed, and her infamy shall not be blotted out. 23:37. And they that remain shall know, that there is nothing better than the fear of God, and that there is nothing sweeter than to have regard to the commandments of the Lord. 23:38. It is great glory to follow the Lord, for length of days shall be received from him. Ecclesiasticus chapter 24. Wisdom praiseth herself, her origin, her dwelling, her dignity, and her fruits. 24:1. Wisdom shall praise her own self, and shall be honored in God, and shall glory in the midst of her people. 24:2. And shall open her mouth in the churches of the Most High, and shall glorify herself in the sight of his power. 24:3. and in the midst of her own people she shall be exalted, and shall be admired in the holy assembly. 24:4. And in the multitude of the elect she shall have praise, and among the blessed she shall be blessed, saying. 24:5. I came out of the mouth of the Most High, the firstborn before all creatures. 24:6. I made that in the heavens there should rise light that never faileth, and as a cloud I covered all the earth. 24:7. I dwelt in the highest places, and my throne is in a pillar of a cloud. 24:8. I alone have compassed the circuit of heaven, and have penetrated into the bottom of the deep, and have walked in the waves of the sea. 24:9. And have stood in all the earth, and in every people. 24:10. And in every nation I have had the chief rule. 24:11. And by my power I have trodden under my feet the hearts of all the high and low. And in all these I sought rest, and I shall abide in the inheritance of the Lord. 24:12. Then the Creator of all things commanded, and said to me, and he that made me, rested in my tabernacle. 24:13. And he said to me, let thy dwelling be in Jacob, and thy inheritance in Israel, and take root in my elect. 24:14. From the beginning, and before the world, was I created, and unto the world to come I shall not cease to be, and in the holy dwelling place I have ministered before him. 24:15. And so was I established in Zion, and in the holy city likewise I rested, and my power was in Jerusalem. 24:16. And I took root in an honorable people, and in the portion of my God of inheritance, and my abode is in the full assembly of saints. 24:17. I was exalted like a cedar in Libanus, and as a cypress tree on Mount Zion. 24:18. I was exalted like a palm tree in Cades, and as a rose plant in Jericho. 24:19. As a fair olive tree in the plains, and as a plane tree by the water in the streets, was I exalted. 24:20. I gave a sweet smell like cinnamon, and aromatical balm. I yielded a sweet odor like the best myrrh. 24:21. And I perfumed my dwelling as storax, and galbanum, and onyx, and aloes, and as the frankincense not cut, and my odor is as the purest balm. 24:22. I have stretched out my branches as the turpentine tree, and my branches are of honor and grace. 24:23. As the vine I have brought forth a pleasant odor, and my flowers are the fruit of honor and riches. 24:24. I am the mother of fair love, and of fear, and of knowledge, and of holy hope. 24:25. In me is all grace of the way and of the truth, in me is all hope of life and of virtue. 24:26. Come over to me, all ye that desire me, and be filled with my fruits. 24:27. For my spirit is sweet above honey, and my inheritance above honey in the honeycomb. 24:28. My memory is unto everlasting generations. 24:29. They that eat me, shall yet hunger, and they that drink me, shall yet thirst. 24:30. He that hearkeneth to me, shall not be confounded, and they that work by me, shall not sin. 24:31. They that explain me shall have life everlasting. 24:32. All these things are the book of life, and the covenant of the Most High, and the knowledge of truth. 24:33. Moses commanded a law in the precepts of justices, and an inheritance to the house of Jacob, and the promises to Israel. 24:34. He appointed to David his servant to raise up of him a most mighty king, and sitting on the throne of glory forever, a most mighty king, viz. Christ, who by his gospel, like an overflowing river, has enriched the earth with heavenly wisdom. 24:35. Who filleth up wisdom as the Pison, and as the Tigris in the days of the new fruits. 24:36. Who maketh understanding to abound as the Euphrates, who multiplieth it as the Jordan in the time of harvest. 24:37. Who sendeth knowledge as the light, and riseth up as Gehan in the time of the vintage. 24:38. Who first hath perfect knowledge of her, and the weaker shall not sort her out. Who first hath perfect knowledge of her? Christ was the first that had perfect knowledge of heavenly wisdom. 24:39. For her thoughts are more vast than the sea, and her counsels more deep than the great ocean. 24:40. I, wisdom, have poured out rivers. 24:41. I, like a brook out of a river of a mighty water. I, like a channel of a river, and like an aqueduct, came out of paradise. 24:42. I said, I will water my garden of plants, and I will water abundantly the fruits of my meadow. 24:43. And behold, my brook became a great river, and my river came near to a sea. 24:44. For I make doctrine to shine forth to all as the morning light, and I will declare it afar off. 24:45. I will penetrate to all the lower parts of the earth, and will behold all that sleep, and will enlighten all that hope in the Lord. 24:46. I will yet pour out doctrine as prophecy, and will leave it to them that seek wisdom, and will not cease to instruct their offspring even to the holy age. 24:47. See ye that I have not labored myself only, but for all that seek out the truth. Ecclesiasticus chapter 25. Documents of wisdom on several subjects. 25:1. With three things my spirit is pleased, which are approved before God and men. 25:2. The concord of brethren, and the love of neighbors, and men and wife that agree well together. 25:3. Three sorts my soul hateth, and I am greatly grieved at their life. 25:4. A poor man that is proud, a rich man that is a liar, an old man that is a fool, and doting. 25:5. The things that thou hast not gathered in thy youth, how shalt thou find them in thy old age? 25:6. Oh, how comely is judgment for a gray head, and for ancients to know counsel. 25:7. Oh, how comely is wisdom for the aged, and understanding and counsel to men of honor. 25:8. Much experience is the crown of old men, and the fear of God is their glory. 25:9. Nine things that are not to be imagined by the heart have I magnified, and the tenth I will utter to men with my tongue. 25:10. A man that hath joy of his children, and he that liveth and seeth the fall of his enemies. 25:11. Blessed is he that dwelleth with a wise woodman, and that hath not slipped with his tongue, and that hath not served such as are unworthy of him. 25:12. Blessed is he that findeth a true friend, and that declareth justice to an ear that heareth. 25:13. How great is he that findeth wisdom and knowledge! But there is none above him that feareth the Lord. 25:14. The fear of God hath set itself above all things. 25:15. Blessed is the man, to whom it is given to have the fear of God. He that holdeth it, to whom shall he be likened? 25:16. The fear of God is the beginning of his love, and the beginning of faith is to be fast joined unto it. 25:17. The sadness of the heart is every plague, and the wickedness of a woman is all evil. 25:18. And a man will choose any plague, but the plague of the heart. 25:19. And any wickedness, but the wickedness of a woman. 25:20. And any affliction, but the affliction from them that hate him. 25:21. And any revenge, but the revenge of enemies. 25:22. There is no head worse than the head of a serpent. 25:23. And there is no anger above the anger of a woman. It will be more agreeable to abide with a lion and a dragon, than to dwell with a wicked woman. 25:24. The wickedness of a woman changeth her face, and she darkeneth her countenance as a bear, and sheweth it like sackcloth, in the midst of her neighbors. 25:25. Her husband groaned, and hearing he sighed a little. 25:26. All malice is short to the malice of a woman, let the lot of sinners fall upon her. 25:27. As the climbing of a sandy way is to the feet of the aged, so is a wife full of tongue to a quiet man. 25:28. Look not upon a woman's beauty, and desire not a woman for beauty. 25:29. A woman's anger, and impudence, and confusion is great. 25:30. A woman, if she have superiority, is contrary to her husband. 25:31. A wicked woman abateth the courage, and maketh a heavy countenance, and the wounded heart. 25:32. Feeble hands, and disjointed knees, a woman that doth not make her husband happy. 25:33. From the woman came the beginning of sin, and by her we all die. 25:34. Give no issue to thy water, no, not a little, nor to a wicked woman liberty to gad abroad. 25:35. If she walk not at thy hand, she will confound thee in the sight of thy enemies. 25:36. Cut her off from thy flesh, lest she always abuse thee. Ecclesiasticus chapter 26. Of good and bad women. 26:1. Happy is the husband of a good wife, for the number of his years is double. 26:2. A virtuous woman rejoiceth her husband, and shall fulfill the years of his life in peace. 26:3. A good wife is a good portion, she shall be given in the portion of them that fear God, to a man for his good deeds. 26:4. Rich or poor, if his heart is good, his countenance shall be cheerful at all times. 26:5. Above three things my heart hath been afraid, and at the fourth my face hath trembled. 26:6. The accusation of a city, and the gathering together of the people. 26:7. And a false calumny, all are more grievous than death. 26:8. A jealous woman is the grief and mourning of the heart. 26:9. With a jealous woman is a scourge of the tongue which communicateth withal. 26:10. As a yoke of oxen that is moved to and fro, so also is a wicked woman. He that hath hold of her, is as he that taketh hold of a scorpion. 26:11. A drunken woman is a great wrath, and her reproach and shame shall not be hid. 26:12. The fornication of a woman shall be known by the haughtiness of her eyes and by her eyelids. 26:13. On a daughter that turneth not away herself, set a strict watch, lest finding an opportunity she abuse herself. 26:14. Take heed of the impudence of her eyes, and wonder not if she slight thee. 26:15. She will open her mouth as a thirsty traveler to the fountain, and will drink of every water near her, and will sit down by every hedge, and open her quiver against every arrow, until she fail. 26:16. The grace of a diligent woman shall delight her husband, and shall fat his bones. 26:17. Her discipline is the gift of God. 26:18. Such is a wise and silent woman, and there is nothing so much worth as a well-instructed soul. 26:19. A holy and shamefaced woman is grace upon grace. 26:20. And no price is worthy of a continent soul. 26:21. As the sun when it riseth to the world in the high places of God, so is the beauty of a good wife for the ornament of her house. 26:22. As the lamp shining upon the holy candlestick, so is the beauty of the face in a ripe age. 26:23. As golden pillars upon bases of silver, so are the firm feet upon the soles of a steady woman. 26:24. As everlasting foundations upon a solid rock, so the commandments of God in the heart of a holy woman. 26:25. At two things my heart is grieved, and the third bringeth anger upon me. 26:26. A man of war fainting through poverty, and a man of sense despised. 26:27. And he that passeth over from justice to sin, God hath prepared such an one for the sword. 26:28. Two sorts of callings have appeared to me hard and dangerous. A merchant is hardly free from negligence, and a huckster shall not be justified from the sins of the lips. From negligence, that is, from the neglect of the service of God, because the eager pursuit of the mammon of this world is apt to make men of that calling forget the great duties of loving God above all things, and their neighbors as themselves. A huckster, or a retailer of wine. Men of the profession are both greatly exposed to danger of sin themselves, and are too often accessory to the sins of others. Ecclesiasticus chapter 27. Dangers of sin from several heads. The fear of God is the best preservative. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. 27:1. Through poverty many have sinned, and he that seeketh to be enriched turneth away his eye. 27:2. As a stake sticketh fast in the midst of the joining of stones, so also in the midst of selling and buying, sin shall stick fast. 27:3. Sin shall be destroyed with the sinner. 27:4. Unless thou hold thyself diligently in the fear of the Lord, thy house shall quickly be overthrown. 27:5. As when one sifteth with a sieve, the dust will remain, so will the perplexity of a man in his thoughts. 27:6. The furnace trieth the potter's vessels, and the trial of affliction just men. 27:7. As the dressing of a tree sheweth the fruit thereof, so a word out of the thought of the heart of man. 27:8. Praise not a man before he speaketh, for this is the trial of men. 27:9. If thou followest justice, thou shalt obtain her, and shalt put her on as a long robe of honor, and thou shalt dwell with her. and she shall protect thee forever, and in the day of acknowledgement thou shalt find a strong foundation. 27:10. Birds resort unto their like, so truth will return to them that practice her. 27:11. The lion always lieth in wait for prey, so do sins for them that work iniquities. 27:12. The holy man continueth in wisdom of the sun, but a fool is changed as the moon. 27:13. In the midst of the unwise keep in the word till its time, but be continually among men that think. 27:14. The discourse of sinners is hateful, and their laughter is at the pleasures of sin. 27:15. The speech that sweareth much shall make the hair of the head stand upright, and its irreverence shall make one stop his ears. 27:16. In the quarrels of the road is the shedding of blood, and their cursing is a grievous hearing. 27:17. He that discloseth the secret of a friend loseth his credit, and shall never find a friend to his mind. 27:18. Love thy neighbor, and be joined to him with fidelity. 27:19. But if thou discover his secrets, follow no more after him. 27:20. For as a man that destroyeth his friend, so is he that destroyeth the friendship of his neighbor. 27:21. And as one that letteth a bird go out of his hand, so hast thou let thy neighbor go, and thou shalt not get him again. 27:22. Follow after him no more, for he is gone afar off, he is fled, as a roe escaped out of the snare because his soul is wounded. 27:23. Thou canst no more bind him up. And of a curse there is reconciliation. And of a curse there is reconciliation. That is, it is easier to obtain a reconciliation after a curse than after disclosing a secret. 27:24. But to disclose the secrets of a friend leaveth no hope to an unhappy soul. 27:25. He that winketh with the eye forgeth wicked things, and no man will cast him off. 27:26. In the sight of thy eyes he will sweeten his mouth, and will admire thy words. But at the last he will rive his mouth, and on thy words he will lay a stumbling block. 27:27. I have hated many things but not like him, and the Lord will hate him. 27:28. If one cast a stone on high, it will fall upon his own head, and the deceitful stroke will wound the deceitful. 27:29. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and he that setteth a stone for his neighbor shall stumble upon it, and he that layeth a snare for another shall perish in it. 27:30. A mischievous counsel shall be rolled back upon the author, and he shall not know from whence it cometh to him. 27:31. Mockery and reproach are of the proud, and vengeance as a lion shall lie in wait for him. 27:32. They shall perish in the snare that are delighted with the fall of the just, and sorrow shall consume them before they die. 27:33. Anger and fury are both of them abominable, and the sinful man shall be subject to them. Ecclesiasticus chapter 28. Lessons against revenge and quarrels. The evils of the tongue. 28:1. He that seeketh to revenge himself shall find vengeance from the Lord, and he will surely keep his sins in remembrance. 28:2. Forgive thy neighbor if he hath hurt thee, and then shall thy sins be forgiven to thee when thou prayest. 28:3. Man to man reserveth anger, and doth he seek remedy of God. 28:4. He hath no mercy on a man like himself, and doth he entreat for his own sins. 28:5. He that is but flesh nourisheth anger, and doth he ask forgiveness of God, who shall obtain pardon for his sins. 28:6. Remember thy last things, and let enmity cease. 28:7. For corruption and death hang over in his commandments. In his commandments. Supply the sentence out of the Greek thus. Remember corruption and death, and abide in the commandments. 28:8. Remember the fear of God, and be not angry with thy neighbor. 28:9. Remember the covenant of the Most High, and overlook the ignorance of thy neighbor. 28:10. Refrain from strife, and thou shalt diminish thy sins. 28:11. For a passionate man kindleth strife, and a sinful man will trouble his friends, and bring in debate in the midst of them that are at peace. 28:12. For if the wood of the forest is, so the fire burneth, and as a man strengtheneth, so shall his anger be, and according to his riches he shall increase his anger. 28:13. A hasty contention kindleth a fire, and a hasty quarrel sheddeth blood, and a tongue that beareth witness bringeth death. 28:14. If thou blow the spark, it shall burn as a fire, and if thou spit upon it, it shall be quenched. Both come out of the mouth. 28:15. The whisperer and the double tongue is accursed, for he hath troubled many that were at peace. 28:16. The tongue of a third person hath disquieted many, and scattered them from nation to nation. 28:17. It hath destroyed the strong cities of the rich, and hath overthrown the houses of great men. 28:18. It hath cut in pieces the forces of people, and undone strong nations. 28:19. The tongue of a third person hath cast out valiant women, and deprived them of their labors. 28:20. He that hearkeneth to it shall never have rest, neither shall he have a friend in whom he may repose. 28:21. The stroke of a whip maketh a blue mark, but the stroke of the tongue will break the bones. 28:22. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have perished by their own tongue. 28:23. Blessed is he that is defended from a wicked tongue, that hath not passed into the wrath thereof, and that hath not drawn the yoke thereof, and hath not been bound in its bands. 28:24. For its yoke is a yoke of iron, and its bands are bands of brass. 28:25. The death thereof is a most evil death, and hell is preferable to it. 28:26. Its continuing shall not be for a long time, but it shall possess the ways of the unjust, and the just shall not be burnt with its flame. 28:27. They that forsake God shall fall into it, and it shall burn in them, and shall not be quenched, and it shall be sent upon them as a lion, and as a leopard it shall tear them. 28:28. Head and eye ears with thorns, hear not a wicked tongue, and make doors and bars to thy mouth. 28:29. Melt down thy gold and silver, and make a balance for thy words, and a just bridle for thy mouth. 28:30. And take heed lest thou slip with thy tongue, and fall in the sight of thy enemies who lie in wait for thee, and thy fall be incurable unto death. Ecclesiasticus chapter 29. Of charity and lending money, and justice and repaying, of alms, and of being surety. 29:1. He that sheweth mercy, lendeth to his neighbor, and he that is stronger in hand, keepeth the commandments. And he that is stronger in hand, that is, he that is hardy and bountiful in lending to his neighbor in his necessity. 29:2. Lend to thy neighbor in the time of his need, and pay thou thy neighbor again in due time. 29:3. Keep thy word, and deal faithfully with him, and thou shalt always find that which is necessary for thee. 29:4. Many have looked upon a thing lent as a thing found, and have given trouble to them that helped them. 29:5. Till they receive, they kiss the hands of the lender, and in promises they humble their voice. 29:6. But when they should repay, they will ask time, and will return tedious and murmuring words, and will complain of the time. 29:7. And if he be able to pay, he will stand off, he will scarce pay one half, and will count it as if he had found it. 29:8. But if not, he will defraud him of his money, and he shall get him for an enemy without cause. 29:9. And he will pay him with reproaches and curses, and instead of honor and good turn will repay him injuries. 29:10. Many have refused to lend, not out of wickedness, but they were afraid to be defrauded without cause. 29:11. Better towards the poor be thou more hardy, and delay not to shew him mercy. 29:12. Help the poor because of the commandment, and send him not away empty-handed because of his poverty. 29:13. Lose thy money for thy brother and thy friend, and hide it not under a stone to be lost. 29:14. Place thy treasure in the commandments of the Most High, and it shall bring thee more profit than gold. 29:15. Shut up alms in the heart of the poor, and it shall obtain help for thee against all evil. 29:16. Better than the shield of the mighty, and better than the spear. 29:17. It shall fight for thee against thy enemy. 29:18. A good man is surety for his neighbor, and he that hath lost shame will leave him to himself. 29:19. Forget not the kindness of thy surety, for he hath given his life for thee. 29:20. The sinner and the unclean fleeth from his surety. 29:21. A sinner attributeth to himself the goods of his surety, and he that is of an unthankful mind will leave him that delivered him. 29:22. A man is surety for his neighbor, and when he hath lost all shame, he shall forsake him. 29:23. Evil suretyship hath undone many of good estate, and hath tossed them as a wave of the sea. 29:24. It hath made powerful men to go from place to place round about, and they have wandered in strange countries. 29:25. A sinner that transgresseth the commandment of the Lord shall fall into an evil suretyship, and he that undertaketh many things shall fall into judgment. 29:26. Recover thy neighbor according to thy power, and take heed to thyself that thou fall not. 29:27. The chief thing for man's life is water and bread, and clothing, and a house to cover shame. 29:28. Better is the poor man's fare under a roof of boards, than sumptuous cheer abroad in another man's house. 29:29. Be contented with little instead of much, and thou shalt not hear the reproach of going abroad. 29:30. It is a miserable life to go as a guest from house to house. For where a man is a stranger, he shall not deal confidently, nor open his mouth. 29:31. He shall entertain and feed, and give drink to the unthankful, and moreover he shall hear bitter words. 29:32. Go, stranger, and furnish the table, and give others to eat what thou hast in thy hand. 29:33. Give place to the honorable presence of my friends. For I want my house, my brother being to be lodged with me. 29:34. These things are grievous to a man of understanding. The upbraiding of house room, and the reproaching of the lender. Ecclesiasticus chapter 30. Above correction of children. Health is better than wealth. Excessive grief is hurtful. 30:1. He that loveth his son, frequently chastiseth him, that he may rejoice in his latter end, and not grope after the doors of his neighbors. 30:2. He that instructeth his son shall be praised in him, and shall glory in him in the midst of them of his household. 30:3. He that teacheth his son, maketh his enemy jealous, and in the midst of his friends he shall glory in him. 30:4. His father is dead, and he is as if he were not dead, for he hath left one behind him that is like himself. 30:5. While he lived he saw and rejoiced in him, and when he died he was not sorrowful, neither was he confounded before his enemies. 30:6. For he left behind him a defender of his house against his enemies, and one that will requite kindness to his friends. 30:7. For the souls of his sons he shall bind up his wounds, and at every cry his bowels shall be troubled. 30:8. A horse not broken becometh stubborn, and a child left to himself will become headstrong. 30:9. Give thy son his way, and he shall make thee afraid. Play with him, and he shall make thee sorrowful. 30:10. Laugh not with him, lest thou have sorrow, and at the last thy teeth be set on edge. 30:11. Give him not liberty in his youth, and wink not at his devices. 30:12. Bow down his neck while he is young, and beat his sides while he is a child, lest he grow stubborn, and regard thee not, and so be a sorrow of heart to thee. 30:13. Instruct thy son, and labor about him, lest his lewd behavior be an offense to thee. 30:14. Better is a poor man who is sound, and strong of constitution, than a rich man who is weak and afflicted with evils. 30:15. Health of the soul and holiness of justice, is better than all gold and silver, and a sound body, than immense revenues. 30:16. There is no riches above the riches of the health of the body, and there is no pleasure above the joy of the heart. 30:17. Better is death than a bitter life, and everlasting rest, than continual sickness. 30:18. Good things that are hidden in a mouth that is shut, are as messes of meat set about a grave. 30:19. What good shall an offering do to an idol? For it can neither eat, nor smell. 30:20. So is he that is persecuted by the Lord, bearing the reward of his iniquity. 30:21. He seeth with his eyes, and groaneth, as an eunuch embracing a virgin, and sighing. 30:22. Give not up thy soul to sadness, and afflict not thyself in thy own counsel. 30:23. The joyfulness of the heart is the life of a man, and an ever-failing treasure of holiness, and the joy of a man is length of life. 30:24. Have pity on thy own soul, pleasing God, and contain thyself. gather up thy heart in his holiness, and drive away sadness far from thee. 30:25. For sadness hath killed many, and there is no profit in it. 30:26. Envy and anger shorten a man's days, and pensiveness will bring old age before the time. 30:27. A cheerful and good heart is always feasting, for his banquets are prepared with diligence.